If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
Let me know where we're
going
to go.
Well, we're going now.
Oh, we're going now?
So just introduce him.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, welcome to the Fuck You Dad podcast. With myself, Kenyon Adamchick, and very funny Nick Cartwright.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
This is a weekly podcast where we tell funny stories about our wonderful fathers.
They're good people.
And go from there. And fuck you, Dad. I feel like a little redundant because starting a podcast in itself is a way to say fuck you, Dad.
Yeah, that is the first way. That's the handbook of saying to fuck you, Dad, is one start.
Starting a podcast is a giant middle finger to your everything your father stood for.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like not mowing the lawn for 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah,
it's a big fuck you. At least that was for my dad, anyway.
Not mowing the lawn, that was what got you in.
Yeah, because that was my his thing was
the lawn.
Was the no. His thing was the garden and the fact that he paid for the house. So he's like,
that is to be fair, very big thing.
He held that over my head.
paying for a house is a lot of money. He would have a big ego because he paid for the house. I'm like, well, he should.
I mean, I have a podcast studio in my apartment, so you know,
right?
Having a house seems like an alien idea. So yeah. I kind of understand
it
now.
You can tell that we're fucked because, like, how old are you? 25.
25.
Yeah. So having a house shouldn't be an alien idea to you. That should be kind of in the realm of
your
grandfather at 25 and a house, probably 3 kids.
Dude,
at 25 years old nowadays, you're essentially a toddler. We've extended the age of childhood to essentially you're 60. That's when you finally figure it out.
No, yeah, exactly.
You know, I turned 23. Everyone's like, "Oh, you're so young." I'm like, you know, I don't even fucking think that's that young.
I don't even think so. Yeah.
People used to be literal veterans by the time they're 23.
Right.
They used to have, all old people I know in their 23. They had their first kid. Their first fucking kid.
They're already fucking ticking.
Right now, if I broke my ankle, I would have to move back into my mother's house. I have so little money. If I broke my ankle, I would have to move back into my mother's house 23 years old.
Yeah, owning a house seems like when I was a toddler.
Owning a house, literally, the possibilities are the same when I was like 4 years old.
That's what I'm saying. And I was like, I want to be an astronaut. And now I'm like, I want to have a nice single flat.
Oh, yeah. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You without roommates is like, that's bold.
Yeah.
Unless it was a Bitcoin millionaire or literally Heisenberg. Breaking Bad. I'd have to probably commit some sort of felony
to get
enough money to own a house.
But yeah, so he was like, "Listen, I paid for the house. You're mowing the lawn." And I was like,
"To be fair, I'm so far on your dad's side. This is very fair. This is dad level shit."
Yeah.
Also, what are you, 12? What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, I was like,
it's
12,
like your job when you're
12
to do chores.
Yeah.
At least you had a father figure in your life to boss you. I'm a little jealous that your dad's talking to you.
I know. My dad, you know, he tried, but he also he was very angry at some some very public moments.
Okay.
So I feel like he's a good dad, though, for the most part. But also,
he's also
dad.
British, right?
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
He's always
going to be smarter than me and better than me.
The most cynical form of white people.
Yes.
And I think it's, to be fair, you're born in an island with no sun. You got no reason to live.
No.
Your food is garbage.
It's warm.
Your food is literal, just all of their... you're translucent.
No,
English people, you can see their veins. They're pale, angry, sad people.
They look like the raw chicken that they eat.
Yeah, they're fucking rough. Like, that's why they conquered the whole world, is England sucks so bad. They went to India. They went to the United States. They went everywhere.
For spice. They went for spice. That's how bad their food was.
They sucked so bad. They went across the globe. They colonized the entire planet because it just sucks. Because it's such an awful fucking place.
Yeah. That's why he left, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it gets some sun.
Yeah.
See what that is for once in your life.
Well, he lived in, where did he live first? New York City?
Oh, okay.
Upper State?
Oh, Upper State, New York.
Yeah,
which
in
is a
lab.
Little depressing, right?
Yeah, not the best, but, and he didn't have a lot of money, but he's a very smart man, worked very hard.
Okay.
And then he got some money.
You're saying this like, listen to the podcast, which you know he won't.
I know he won't. Oh, I know he won't.
You're saying this like,
we don't
need
a compliment. Picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm painting a picture.
Right.
He definitely had some sort of like anger issues for sure. So he'd fly off the handle at anything.
Right.
So the story that I was gonna break into today was when we were going to Montana for like a nice family vacation.
Okay.
We even have another like our family friends.
Oh, the family friends.
Yes.
The classic. That's a classic vacay.
Nice and like close people, but like far enough away where like we have separate rooms. You know what I'm saying?
A mutual room would be weird. That'd be like your family joined a cult.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, we're going with this other family, and also they help raise you now too. That'd be like you're part of some sort of weird.
Some weird cult.
Yeah.
And we get to the airport and we're all lining up and it's kind of crunch time. We're a little bit late. And my dad was the one saying we didn't have to leave that early.
Oh, those are the worst.
So he was
a little bit. People that are like chill going to the airport, then they get there and they're pissed. And I'm like, listen, the airport, you're always fucked.
You
go in assuming you're about to be fucked.
You're about to be fucked.
Anyone who's like, oh, you don't have to get there at a certain time. I was like, listen, if I fuck up, hey, I just lost $300.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Listen, I'll camp out there the day before if I have to.
Yeah, no, it's high level stress.
Right.
And then yeah, it's an investment too. But my dad always gets angry when he had a point to prove, and his point was we didn't have to get there that early.
You do.
But we're getting, you know, what I mean, it's crunch time, long ass security line, and they're looking at my bag, and they like hold my bag over, and my dad's just start red face, sweat, and then he's like, "What the fuck? What the fuck?" And you see the TSA agents behind the bag X-ray thing, and they're holding up this bottle of kids, you know those bottle of kids shampoos that had like the eyeball on it, like it was a toy and it was a shampoo.
Oh, okay, I've never heard of that. But yeah.
Oh, probably white kid privilege.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
We got like nice shampoo bottles that were fun for us.
Like a PS2. I was like, no, I know. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I never heard of that.
No, but so it was like this nice little kitty shampoo bottle, and they're holding it like it's the fucking
the next 9/11.
Yeah, dude, it's the next. Like liquid bomb that's gonna blow up the Capitol.
Right.
And my dad just yells out, "For fuck's sake, throw it away!" And then you could see on their face, he was like, he said, "Fuck." So then the TSA, two people come out to my dad and go like, "Come here," and they bring him into the room.
Oh no!
So
I've never even seen
room.
The room. I look like this. I've never seen the room.
I know. Yeah. No, the room is like one of those places where you could see into it, and then they hit like a switch, and the glass went like. Shh. And so we couldn't see into
that's,
it.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's no, I was in like, North dad's Korea, your dad's deported. Dead. Yeah.
And then, so it's like a noisy airport, right? And it's glass. And we can hear my dad shouting, dude.
That's funny.
And he's, at this point, he's not shouting at he's shouting at my mom, who said we had to leave earlier. That's all it was. He's like, no, we're going to be fine. This is but actually, he's like, it's fucking shampoo. he's calling him fucking retards. He's going at Nazis.
So far, I'm a pro of your dad. So far, your dad's my hero. I'd vote for your dad for president.
Well,
if your dad just called everyone in TSA a Nazi as a slogan, I'd be like, this guy knows what he's talking about. This guy's a genius.
So they held him back, and we're all like waiting, ready to go. They hold him for like 25 minutes. He goes off, and he gets like an official written warning from the Jesus.
Okay, Jesus. You okay?
It's because of the story. I had to
have official having a stroke, having a brain aneurysm halfway through the fucking pot. Or to a pot.
I had one goddamn
Nick
beer,
chooses
I
to have a
God.
Disability in the middle of the thing.
He gets a written notice from the fucking TSA, which he proceeds to throw away in Montana, and it made like a whole thing.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, dude, it's the moments like that, man. He flies off the handle in public a lot.
That's funny.
Yeah. So and in a British accent, which is like...
To be fair, British accent, funniest accent.
Exactly. That's
when people
the problem.
Are giving the shit in a British accent, you're like, oh, let me listen to this guy.
Because my dad would yell at me all the time, and I'm like laughing.
And yeah, because it is funny. And like, someone just... calling you anything in a British accent is funny.
Oh, twat, fucking... Dude, He found a condom once in my room.
Oh, I wonder how they handled that.
Well, he was like, I found your bloody Mercy goldfish in your room. And I was like, my what?
Mercy goldfish?
Mercy goldfish.
What are you even saying?
I have no idea.
What are you even saying?
No idea.
I don't even understand how that begins to make sense.
No.
Like, some slang terms, you get Mercy goldfish?
Most of the time, British slang is like, pretty clever and kind
of
like there's a level to
they're
it,
a,
but
they're
that,
a weird
like, Mercy goldfish. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, you bloody condoms. And I was like, ooh, sorry.
Why is he mad at you?
He's like, don't disrespect this house.
By making sure there's no babies born in it? What the fuck are you talking about?
I was living there, so it was like, I'm banging in your, he called my room a guest room for a while.
Okay, well, if I had a kid and he was fucking, I'd be like, great. great. You want your kid to be fine. If you're
that's the American approach.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
When this condom.
Oh, when this was happening, I was 20.
So he's 20 years old. You live at your parents' house. So you prefer you're not fucking. You're on the internet all day, probably writing a manifesto.
Yeah, I don't.
Getting ready
know.
To unload on some people at Walmart. Is that what you want to do?
My dad's like, I want you to grow up and I want you to shoot 12 people or more.
Listen, here's the thing. When your kid's getting laid, that's why my family. It's because you know he's at least a little bit bearable. He's at least normal to somebody.
Yeah,
somebody it's like an audition.
Him.
You're like, well, he likes. We don't like him. She likes him. So he must be fine on some level.
Yeah.
He has to have something going on. I'd rather have your kid. If they're fucking, it's. Listen, an alienated white youth who's not having sex. That's a dangerous being.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's like the condoms, that's responsible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
not
a badge of honor.
You're having sex, you're having the worst kind for him. Yeah. You're suffering. You're out here. Essentially.
So that he wouldn't have to pay for
me
to have.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's. Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
So the condom on. Rough.
I can't believe he. And I was like, they're not even. It's not like they're used and lying around. You know what I'm saying?
I can't believe that at all. I would, if I was 20 years old, I was like, listen, okay, I'm in college. I'm living here. I'm also a grown man. I'm having safe sex. What more do you want me to?
What more do you
take a vow of celibacy?
Yeah,
the fuck
you
want
me
to do here? Yeah, yeah.
Sex.
What the fuck are we still? What? This is good. This is good news.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
fucking. My life's going good.
So in your family, it's like a. A litmus test for a normal person.
Yeah, yeah. Every time I visit my mom's family, they're like, you have a girlfriend? You have a girlfriend? And then when I do, it's like, fuck yeah. It's like, okay, things are going.
Yeah, it's like getting a second opinion.
That's exactly what it is. It's a reference. It's like, okay, he finally, he's a human.
At home, I have cancer, but this doctor says I'm okay.
Well, for a while, because I don't know if I ever told you this story, but like, so when I was in high school, I did a lot of drugs, I smoked a lot of weed, fucked up a lot.
Chubby.
Yeah, very fat.
I've seen that.
Very fat. Yeah. Just gobbling down Oxycontin, got super fucking fat.
And I
was out smoking weed. I snuck out in the middle of the night smoking weed with my buddies.
By the way, that's how fat you are. You were a drug fiend and fat. That's a real fat.
Well, that's actually why I lost some of the weight, and I actually got happy, I got so into hard drugs that I lost weight, and I was like, oh, sweet. But it's like I fucked up so hard. They overcorrected.
Yeah.
And, so I went out, I was smoking weed with my friends, and they, like, snuck out in the middle of the night, but I poured bong water over my pajama pants.
Oh,
and I was
that's
so,
bad, too.
So
that
fucked
smells.
Up, I was like, I'm throwing the pajama pants in the woods, like, because we were in my backyard. And I just went back, I'm fucked up, I went back, housed my underwear, like, passed out, and, like, went to school, probably. And then my mom, I don't know what possessed her. I think at this time, she's, like, after, so she's just, like, going in the woods.
Yeah.
She found pajama pants. And then, so my mom's deaf, just as a little detail. She was told my brother about it, I guess mimed out to my brother that she thought I was getting high with strangers in the backyard and having gay sex.
Okay,
sex. Yeah, she thought that I was just getting so stoned that I had the munchies. And I was like, I can't eat anything. I guess I'll just eat your cum. And then I would rip down people. Because the pajama pants, she just thought I must have been like, we're fucking right now. And I just threw my pajama pants off.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just started
like
having.
A horny fucking kid.
Because I never brought any girls over to the house. I would just bring like my guy like friends who were dudes.
Yeah.
So she just figured, oh, I'm just fucking dudes.
Oh, man.
And so I think my mom at first thought I was gay. So the first girlfriend was like, fuck you. Not that there's anything wrong with being gay. I just happen to not be gay.
No.
So I felt the need to
it's
prove
nice,
that I wasn't.
It's nice to prove your mom wrong at any
point.
At
any
matter
point.
What,
at
no
any point.
Yeah,
Pushes
yeah.
from Latin America being gay. Not. They're not great on
it. No.
The Catholic Church is still strong over there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so it was like, that was probably the first. So, dude, if my mom saw me fucking a girl, she'd be like, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah,
yeah,
sister.
Yeah.
Found a con. Fuck yeah.
I've also ditched evidence in the woods before because oh, this is another kind of dad story. So my parents went out to eat, and I'm like 16 at home, and they were like, hey, we left some leftovers for you in the refrigerator. And I was like, okay, cool. And they're like, eat the leftovers. I don't want you spending your money on fucking food, because I like had a part-time job at this point, and they're like, you're supposed to be saving that.
Right.
And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And I opened the fridge, and it was like a pork chop or whatever with mashed potato. Way better than anything I've eaten in the past 8 years. But I'm 16. I'm like, oh, fuck. I had a fucking pork chop. Oh, whatever. So I like put that in the fridge or whatever and forgot about it. I was like, I'll just fucking order a pizza. Order a pizza. Eat the whole pizza. And then I hear them. All of a sudden, the garage door is coming up. and I've got this pizza box downstairs. I'm like, oh, fuck. And I just, this is in the dead of winter in Minnesota. So I just open the sliding glass door and frisbee toss this pizza box into like the woods next to my house. I'm just like, get the fuck out of here. And then like, as they're coming in, I'm like reheating the pork chop as to be like, no, oh, I'm making dinner like, now.
It's delicious.
Yeah, I'm making dinner right now. And so, so they fucking, they're like, oh, whatever. And then springtime comes.
They find the pizza box.
All of a sudden, dude, the snow starts melting, and there's just this pizza box in our yard. And my parents are like, what the fuck's going on? And dude, I was a really good liar when I was
dude,
a kid.
Dude, well, because if you're doing drugs as a youth, you become like a double agent. Like, I just knew how to lie. I just was trained.
I was so
like,
good
literally,
at
I felt like I could be interrogated by, like, the CIA. Just because you had to, you could, like, people would just, so many times they'd be like, you were doing what in the woods? And you're like, oh, me and my friends were just, like, playing tag, got a little out of control. Now we're in the woods. You're high as fuck. Yeah. You got, like, Percocet in your pocket. You're like, everyone knows you're full of shit.
Yeah.
Everyone just, they see that you're.
But you think you're a genius. But
no, everyone, it's so violently apparent that you're full of shit as a youth. But.
Because obviously, because I was like, they're like, why is there a pizza box in the yard? And I was like, oh, that's like a prank that me and my friends do. Like, we leave pizza boxes in the winter and then, and it's funny. And then I just like threw it away. And they're like, obviously now you're like, you're full of shit. Yeah, I don't know what you're full of shit about. And I'm too lazy to care.
Right.
It was kind of like that. They're like, I don't really care whatever it is. You're obviously lying, but we're just going to let it go.
Right.
But yeah, dude, that's, I feel like now that's how I'm going to solve some other problem. Like, it's going to come up again.
Oh,
I'm going to try to chuck shit in the woods.
You're like shooting on your girlfriend, you chuck a girl in the woods. She comes up, you pick her up and throw her in the woods.
Yeah. Just hide here. She wants to.
Yeah. You have like a catapult. You're fucking. All
right.
Not that you would ever do that.
No,
nor would
obviously not. Right. I would never catapult or cheat on my girlfriend.
Right. Right, well,
with a catapult.
You know how it is. But yeah, man. I feel that. Yeah, no. My dad is upset, but not for reasons as valid as yours. So yeah, like later in his life, he started to lose a little bit. He like developed schizophrenia, and a lot of people ask me like that, what that's like. That's like, imagine you're at a bus station all the time. That's just what that is. Basically,
you got all the somebody's always asking for money,
right?
They don't even look like they should be.
They're just talking to themselves, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
it's just this time, instead of ignoring him, you gotta like ask him to sign a report card or something. You know what I mean? It's like kind of rough. So,
that's gonna be $32.50. You're like, why? I'm gonna be in Cleveland in 8 hours.
But we went out to see that movie about Stephen Hawking. It came out like it was around Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, theory
and
everything,
and
yeah.
then. And we get like halfway throughout the movie without any kind of incident. I was kind of feeling hopeful. I'm like, man, we're having a good family time. And I felt like
Did that not usually happen?
Well, then, you know, sometimes it was a little. He just kind of, he gets like, a little.
Time for an intermission.
Yeah, yeah. And then, yeah, a little bit. He's like, and then he just turned around, completely dumps an extra large bucket of popcorn to the woman sitting around, just completely covers her face. Now, to be fair, she shouldn't have been reading his mind like that. Like, that was rude.
Yeah, fuck her.
Yeah, I mean, that was rude.
And obviously, I'm glad he knew that popcorn is the natural deterrent for telepathy. that blocks all the telepathic thoughts.
I mean, it's really hard to. I was laughing. Because it's hard to keep a straight face if someone's being assaulted with snacks. I mean, that's funny.
I don't give a fuck.
That's everyone around is like, what the fuck's going on? I'm like, this is a great time.
Butt rape with a Snickers? Hilarious.
And, you know, my family, they didn't even do it because they have, like, black belts in the Nile. They're just, like, focused on the screen. They looked like they were, like, cinematography majors. They're like, man, the movie's just doing amazing things. And then my dad, you know, he gets up, he runs out of the theater. And, I'm so numb at this point. I was like, well, I hope he gets a refill. Like, fuck, I want more popcorn. I mean, now that he's done with this thing, maybe he picks up, like, some Skittles, too.
You're, like, eating popcorn off the lady's shirt. Like, listen, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm like, listen, I got
I'm fat and I'm on Percocet right now. There's some fucking popcorn.
Yeah, yeah. So he comes back in with the movie theater usher, and they're still walking up to the lady. And she has no fucking idea what's going on. Both the lady and the usher, and then before the usher could even say it. But my dad has been telling the usher that the lady behind him has been kicking the back of the seat. Which even, let's play devil's advocate. Let's say the lady was kicking the back of the seat.
Yeah.
A little bit of an overcorrection. A little bit of a slight
the popcorn dump and the tattletale.
Yeah. A little bit of a much. Maybe you could be like, hey, quiet down. You don't need to assault someone.
Yeah.
Someone flicks you in the shoulder, you don't turn around and punch him in the mouth.
You know, it does sound like she was doing like, telepathy, and he was like, what's a reason to get somebody kicked out of a movie theater? She was kicking my seat. Because he knew if she was like, she was reading my mind, that guy was
You can't open that strong. You can't be doing that. So, but before the usher could even say anything, my dad just goes, I just want to know why she did it and who told her to do it. Law in the movie theater. Then he just goes, names. I want names. At this point, everyone in the movie theater has just collectively stopped giving a fuck about Stephen Hawking. So
it's like, let's fucking watch.
Yeah, they're like, this is, because schizophrenia, way more entertained to watch Lou Gehrig's disease.
Way
funner time. Lou Gehrig's, what, you're sitting in a wheelchair? Yeah. Come on, not even mobile.
That is the only time that you want somebody to be good at improv, because if she was really good and just said, Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, and then your dad's
like, what the fuck? Jimmy Johnson, that's like a Kansas City.
Yeah, a piece of performance art would be pretty funny.
Yeah. Then you're like, thank God you went to improv and it didn't work out. You actually used it to be fun for once.
It's like a
once.
Commercial for improv classes. Yeah. And then my dad went, you know what? This is like Redbox. And he just leaves the theater. And everyone in the theater feels like they're part of the darkest Redbox commercial.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Then they're like,
I tell some versions of that on stage sometimes. But like, afterwards, because... You know what happened afterwards? Nobody said a goddamn thing. We picked him up at grandma called him, asking where he was.
Did you wait till the movie was over?
No, we just went in the car. Because he wasn't there. Oh, we watched the movie.
So he leaves.
He leaves. We watched the movie.
I love that.
We finished the
You're
movie.
You're like, yeah, we're going to finish
the movie. We're going to finish the movie.
We don't know him.
He's
So fucking dad. Who gives
a
shit?
Yeah, and then my grandma just calls him, like, where are you at? He's like, Target. We just pick him up at Target. Then we just, like, ate some pork chops.
No one was like...
No one brought it up. My grandpa stood over there like, man, hot one day, cold the next. This weather. I mean, what is going on?
See, people say, oh, white people, so repressed, so quiet. No, your family also very quiet.
That's the white side.
Oh.
Yeah, because I'm big. So my mom's side, my Hispanic side, they'd be like, well, let's bring this up.
You're right.
They'd be like, what the fuck's going on? Okay. No, the white people, they were like, listen, we'll bury that in. I got, grandpa's like, listen, we got, what, 10 more years of this? So,
yeah.
So that was
Target.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, just shopping for knives.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, come on in.
Yeah, so.
Oh, man, that's so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, man.
I mean, the paranoia is so, I mean, I know, it comes with the schizophrenia, the disease, but I can relate to it because I get high all the time. I
appreciate what you said, but that's a very douchey sentence. I'm going to write to a disability. Listen, I get stoned a lot.
Not the disability part, the paranoia.
I feel like the same exact way.
Oh, dude,
I was a teenager, I would just look out the window and see if I was convinced like my mom was coming.
Yeah. And they know what I'm doing. And somebody told them to be here, and they're watching me. I've had those thoughts.
That's why when they say recreational marijuana, I'm like, I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yeah.
what point of it is recreational? This is a high stress intensity thing. You want to come over to my house and have a small panic attack?
Yeah, I realize for the most part, the reason I get high is for like the – not even for getting high, because getting high could be like, oh, fuck, this sucks. But the afterwards when you're like so – like depleted and tired.
I hate that feeling.
I love it.
I hate it.
Cause then I just fucking like I can just like sit somewhere and relax.
I feel fried. I feel like I can't be myself.
Oh well, it's not good for like living life.
Okay.
But it's good for like sitting on a couch and like going to bed.
Right.
Which is
I just can't. I can't even fuck with it. Like if I get high with some people, like if we got high right now, I'd be like, listen, we're gonna watch Netflix. I'd prefer it if we didn't talk. You know what I mean? We can get pizza, and I'm gonna listen. I know this is a stretch. If I could masturbate, that'd be ideal. That would really be the way to really...
Or I could just take a 15-minute bathroom break.
Yeah. That would probably be the way to do it.
Oh, man. I get high and watch weird stuff now. I used to watch, like, cartoons. I mean, got high the other night and watched the fucking...
I used to get high and just watch it. I love BoJack Horseman.
Yeah, that's good, too.
That was a great time.
Yeah, cartoons is great. But recently, I've just been... I get really high and I watch, like... Recently, I watched the ABC Jeffrey Epstein thing.
Oh, that's too much. You can't be putting weed on that. Weed on that's a darkness.
No, but then I just get super focused into it, and I
remember just getting super stoned. A lot of people stoned like weird conspiracy documentaries, and I'm like, oh, I'm converting
these. Oh, yeah, you do feel yourself start believing in it.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you're done. You put it in. See, but, I only like smoking weed if I have like Xanax, because then it's like a riot shield against paranoia.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Because your house could be on fire, and you're like, well, I wanted to turn up the temperature.
Yeah, yeah.
It's you literally could be shot, and you're like, well, I mean, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
Well, shit happens.
Oh man. Well.
Yeah, man. Well, tune in every week. We got new episodes coming out.
Yeah, I feel like that was a fun batch of stories. Yeah. And we'll probably be having guests on to talk about their fucking dads. Maybe
if you got a crazy dad story, feel free to submit.
Submit. We can talk about other crazy dads.
There's so many crazy dad stuff.
Because I love talking about dads, man. I love me a dad. Okay. I love me a good dad. You ever see a good dad out in public?
It's something to stare at.
I love like a classic dude, like new, like fucking New Balances, and this is any race. I feel like any race. I've seen them in all races.
New Balances really are the official shoe of dads.
Of dads, dude. New Balances, high white socks, shorts, the hat, and just the hey kiddo.
Yeah,
look
at him.
Look at him. He's really going for it. He's totally severed his genitalia and just fucking submitted, submitted to culture.
God.
All
right.
No, but that's just jealousy. That's all it is. My friend's dad's. You ever go to a friend's dad's house?
Oh,
and
yeah,
like,
they're great.
Holy shit.
I get mad.
Yeah. That's the thing, is you get mad and you're like, you fucking. Then you're like, I love my dad. My dad's fucking
different. Oh, I never
different.
Had that. I had like surrogate dads almost, where it's like any older
you're
adult.
Just a latcher.
Any older man that gave me a compliment, I was like, so it's you now. So it's you.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah,
and you're
yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I just drove the bus.
Yeah, this is the pizza guy.
All right, but yeah, that was a lot of fun. So
yeah,
we'll do it again next week.
Tune in.